It's all part of a new statewide initiative called the Trash Plan Amendments, adopted by the State Water Resources Control Board last spring. Andy Rogers is the director of the Russian River Watershed Association, a group of 11 municipalities in Mendocino and Sonoma counties that work to restore and enhance the watershed. Rogers says trash in the Russian River is a problem.
Whether intentionally or not, trash is getting into the environment, and so it's important to keep it out. It flows in our waterways. It gets caught in habitat areas.
Groups like Rogers and their partners are now developing plans to comply with the new policy, which looks to phase out waterway trash altogether by 2026. Rogers says it's a big but necessary ask from the state.
The state requirements are understandable, but they are pretty daunting in that, you know, it is a societal issue. But the agencies are getting together to see how to best address this. And it'd be great if we didn't have trash to worry about, but we do.
Getting to zero waste is not a new thing. Greg Gearhart with the State Water Resources Control Board says Los Angeles pioneered the effort more than 15 years ago to address the trash problems there. Here's Gearhart.
The state board said, well, we don't want to wait for the rest of the state to get that bad. This is something that we think works, is cost efficient. So let's approach a statewide policy that would do the same sort of thing. And that's what is now being referred to as the statewide trash plan amendment.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, some of LA's waterways, including the Los Angeles River, are now on track to get to zero trash by the end of this year. Parts of the San Francisco Bay began the process to eliminate the flow of trash in 2009. The biggest problem in California now? Plastics, says Gearhart.
The plastic stuff does not break down quickly. It tends to stick around for a long time. And often when it does break down, quote unquote, it's breaking literally into littler and littler pieces.
These pieces, which often carry hazardous chemicals, disrupt and threaten aquatic life in our creeks, rivers, bays, and oceans. So the state has come up with two tracks to keep them from entering waterways. The first is aimed at stormwater drains.
The first track is called the flow capture device track, and basically these are really kind of screens that the counties and cities can put over their storm drain inlets that you might see in the gutter in the street to basically keep the trash from flowing into the inlet itself from the gutter.
This is Jeff Brousseau, director of the Bay Area Stormwater Agencies Association. His group consults with local water agencies to help implement and monitor trash reduction programs.
Track two is really everything else you might be able to do to try and reduce trash, you know, anti-litter campaigns, educational campaigns, cleanup events, street sweeping, going in and actually cleaning out those inlets from time to time.
Water agencies across California are expected to choose one of those two tracks to comply with the state's new policy by the end of the year. Until then, groups like Andy Rogers' Russian River Watershed Association are brainstorming creative and cost-effective solutions to combat trash.
We're going to see improvements in levels of trash in the future as a result of this, but exactly how that goes down, I think that it's going to be a process that we're all part of.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.